Mauger, confirming the tragic end to the search for the sub, as well as the five people on board there, confirming that the five passengers died after a catastrophic failure in which the vessel imploded. Joe and Gracie with you here, hour number three of Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3. That our top story today. Other top stories include nearly 100 people injured after being pounded with golf ball sized hail at an outdoor concert in Colorado. This happened last night when fans were gathered to hear star Lewis Tomlinson when a severe storm rolled in and began pelting the fans with hailstones. Rescue officials say seven people hospitalized with broken bones and lacerations, 80 others treated on scene there. And in Washington, House Republicans putting off the effort to impeach President Biden. That was led by Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. She introduced the measure to force the vote on the impeachment article, despite House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's opposition. The article accused Biden of carrying out an invasion at the southern border. Ultimately, the vote passed to punt the resolution 219 to 208 along party lines. So that is dead for now. 6:15 is the time. Let's get a check of the local roads and weather.
Well, we're looking good right now on our roads with I-10 and I-110 not causing any major slowdowns, as well as Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge not showing any delays. If you do see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. We are going to get an update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR for our weather.
Rain chances finally on the decrease as we head into Friday. They're down to 40 to 50% chances during the afternoon, hit or miss. Same deal on Saturday at about 50% chances. And by Sunday, the rain chance is down to isolated. Only a 10 to 20% chance of rain on Sunday. How about that? There will be a trade-off. We're getting warmer. Highs do return to the upper 80s to lower 90s each and every day, starting on Friday. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. We do have some rain going through our area. That's light rain throughout West Pensacola. Heavy rain right now throughout Mobile, Daphne, making its way kind of just south of I-10 and just north of Milton Century, seeing some heavier rain. If you see anything else on the roads or weather updates, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Hey, shoppers, this is your local Sweet Farm. Your local farmer letting you know that Florida watermelon is in season right now. You can learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture.
And taking a look at some local news today, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson holding a news conference announcing two arrests in connection with a deadly shooting in Pace on Monday.
No definite motive at this time. We believe possibly it's a robbery. No information at this time to suggest that the victim knew the suspects in any form or fashion.
He says 20-year-old James Cordes and 29-year-old Marcus Dickinson are being held in the Escambia County, Alabama jail awaiting extradition, both charged in the death of 24-year-old Joseph Lieb. A Gulf Breeze doctor's office under investigation after FDLE agents were seen conducting search warrants this afternoon. Channel 3 reports two people detained at the office of Dr. Elaine Sharp. Special agents on scene and the Florida Department of Health confirming a emergency restriction order issued against the doctor's office this afternoon as well. Going back to Santa Rosa County, where commissioners urged to stay in their lane when it comes to the debate over what books are allowed to be in public schools and school libraries.
I think we could easily say that we all are against any type of pornography in the schools or with regard to children, period. I don't think it requires a resolution to say any of this, but I believe the school board is sovereign in their own right.
As Commission Chairman Colton Wright and the board voiced support but did not take a formal vote over the resolution, they did vote 5-0 to declare June as pro-life month in Santa Rosa County. Also, officials with the TSA and Pensacola International Airport are deciding to put a pause on the security upgrades that have led to massive delays and complaints from passengers. Airport Director Matt Coughlin says he's put multiple calls into the TSA and determined it simply wasn't a good time.
We're going to phase the remainder of the project into two phases. And one, we're going to attempt to do after the July 4th weekend to get through that. and then it'll be done before Labor Day, and then the second portion will be after Labor Day.
TSA had been working on installing upgraded CT scanners at their four checkpoint lanes in an effort to improve accuracy and reduce the number of manual bag checks there. That's a look at local news. We'll take a quick break, come back with a look at our state and national headlines. It's Hour 3 of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new? Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
On July 8th, News Radio Pensacola will be at Casino Beach for the Pensacola Beach Blue Angels Air Show. Stop by our tent to say hi to Andrew McKay and Tammy Martin.
All of times have come.
It's News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon. And as the promo just mentioned, Red, White, and Blues weekend is going to be here before we know it. And even before that, 4th of July is going to be here. So celebrate the 4th of July with News Radio 92.3. News Radio 92.3 is going to be carrying the Pensacola Symphony Sparks and Stars presented by Peter Muse. So it's going to be starting at 7:30 till 9 p.m. So make sure to tune in, and it's going to be an awesome event. It's going on at Maritime Park, too, if you would like to go to it as well. It's Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Just shy of 6:25, we're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. Our roads are looking good on I-10 and I-110, not showing any major delays. If you do see something on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line. For weather, we do have some severe weather going throughout Baldwin County right now. That is going to include throughout Foley, Daphne, Robertsdale, all getting some rain right now, as well as Mobile getting some heavy rain. We have heavy rain making its way just north of Milton and into Century, and some light rain all throughout Pensacola. So you may be getting some heavier rain than what you're currently getting in just a bit here. It is Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
A U.S. Navy official just seeing this headline in. A U.S. Navy official said the implosion of the Titan submersible was likely heard on Sunday. The official said in a statement that an analysis of acoustic data found that an anomaly consistent with an implosion or explosion was found in an area where the sub was when communication stopped. A U.S. defense official also said in a separate statement that an analysis done of the banging noises picked up by sonar were not from the sub, but just natural ocean sounds or biological noises. So pretty interesting update right there. Top story today, obviously, the tragic conclusion to the search and rescue mission for the sub, as the Coast Guard confirmed that a debris field that was found early this morning by a remote operating vehicle found two primary locations of debris that the submersible had left about 1,600 feet away from the bow of the Titanic there. So that was the latest update I saw that, so wanted to make sure that we got that update out. Looking here at some state headlines today, of course, you know, we are the station in terms of your severe weather coverage, and we've been talking about the promos for hurricane coverage, and right now we're dealing with Tropical Storm Brett as well as Tropical Depression 4, which is behind it. That likely to be a named storm here, possibly by tomorrow, but the good news continuing to come from the National Hurricane Center. First about Brett.
But after that, it should be moving across the eastern and central Caribbean, where it should be weakening and then eventually dissipate sometime this weekend over the central or western Caribbean.
That's the National Hurricane Center there. Also, Tropical Depression 4 continuing to churn in the middle of the Atlantic. Should move generally west-northwest and then turn a little bit more northwest, although forecasters believe because of strong wind shear, it will also weaken. Neither storm projected to affect Florida or the U.S. mainland at all, so good news there.
And the Justice Department is turning over evidence in Trump's Mar-a-Lago case to the former president and his attorneys. According to a court filing that includes testimony from witnesses before a grand jury, such as Trump's valet, who is now a co-defendant in the case. He's accused of lying to prosecutors about his role in moving boxes in and out of Mar-a-Lago storage during the efforts to recover the documents.
Governor Ron DeSantis in Tampa today, where he's taking aim at private college accreditation agencies, saying they have huge power and are accountable to no one.
Within the next couple years, I think we're going to see this accreditation cartel basically come crumbling down and more freedom in higher education reigning supreme. So that will be a good thing for this country.
Well, he says you can't take legislative power and delegate it to a private body. To that end, Florida filing a federal lawsuit against the Biden administration and the U.S. Department of Education.
And state attorney who was suspended by Governor Ron DeSantis will not have his case heard by the Florida Supreme Court. The justice says that Andrew Warren waited more than 6 months to ask the court to take up his case, saying it was unexplained and unreasonable. Warren's efforts to be reinstated now rest with the Republican-controlled state Senate.
And also, the Board of Governors for Florida's university system is putting an out-of-state tuition hike on hold. The board decided that additional work is needed. Now, what's interesting about this is, you know, we told you a couple of days ago that this was possible, that the meeting was coming up today, but I don't know if this was intentional or not. My assumption is it probably was, is that the governor didn't want it. So while he was speaking about the lawsuit and at the end, he, you know, will take questions from reporters, and I'm sure somebody asked him, hey, what do you think about this? And DeSantis said, quote, "We are the lowest in America for tuition and fees in higher education, and that's really important." And he also said that Florida hasn't done tuition increases in about 10 years. So this is something he's really proud of. So this happened maybe an hour or two before that meeting started. So I think that probably had a little to do with their fact that they said, yeah, we're not going to make a decision now. Not after an hour after our governor said, hey, we've got low tuition prices. We haven't raised them in about 10 years.
Yes.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Five people aboard a submersible from Canada are confirmed dead as the U.S. Coast Guard announces the search for the vessel has ended. Fox's Mike Tobin has more from St. John's, Newfoundland.
The hope for a miracle is now gone. The U.S. Coast Guard indicating with the use of these remote-operated vehicles, they found first the tail section of the submersible and then five major pieces indicating that what they call the pressure chamber or the hull of that submersible had suffered a catastrophic failure. The pilot and passengers on board all died in an instant.
Fox's Molly Line reports an effort to recover the bodies will be quite an undertaking.
As for the potential of recovering the remains of those souls who were aboard, Coast Guard officials telling us the conditions there at that depth are an unforgiving environment.
Contact was lost with the vessel on Sunday morning. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. A closely watched hearing Microsoft squaring off against the Federal Trade Commission got underway today. A federal judge is hearing arguments in the FTC's suit that seeks to block Microsoft's proposed deal to acquire video game publisher Activision Blizzard for $75 billion. The companies are hoping to close that deal next month. It's been a tough week for bank stocks. They've been under pressure amid talk of higher interest rates and increased capital requirements by regulators to strengthen the banking system. Shares of Bank of America today dropped 2.1%. PNC slid 2.4%. JP Morgan Chase fell 1.9%, and Wells Fargo eased 1.4%. As for the overall market, with technology and consumer discretionary issues doing well, stocks finished the Thursday session mostly higher. The S&P 500 rose 16 points, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite leaped 128, but the Dow Jones Industrial slipped 4 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim style. If you look at the two best players in the NBA Finals, one was a second-round pick, Denver's Nikola Jokic, and one fell to number 30 overall, Miami's Jimmy Butler. The NBA champions were loaded with high first-round picks, but we're in a new era. This seems to be a really good draft with Victor Wembanyama. There are no guarantees. It's a tough time to be an NBA GM. I'm Andrew Perloff.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
One in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
We've all heard the saying, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. In the Florida Panhandle, it's both. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. While we can't do a whole lot about the heat and humidity outside your home, we can make a big difference in the comfort and humidity inside your home. Our high-efficiency comfort systems are designed to reduce humidity, save on energy cost, be better for the environment, at the same time, keeping your home more comfortable. Combine that with instant rebates up to $1,200 and available energy tax credits up to $2,000, and a new high-efficiency comfort system is the way to go when your home needs a new system. Want to know more? Give me a call.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great Thursday evening, getting ready to finish off Friday and get ready for the weekend. Gonna get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some more stories. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98. Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre looking good. If you do see something slowing you down, always just feel free to call the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have some light rain going throughout our area. That's going to be light rain throughout Pensacola, Milton, and some heavier rain just north of Milton and Crestview, as well as heavier rain making its way through Mobile and Daphne. So expect possible thunderstorms coming later this evening. It's Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And continuing on with a look at our national headlines today, a predicted surge of illegal immigration at the southern border has fizzled out, according to the latest federal number showing a decrease in May. Encounters with would-be asylum seekers were down 25% compared to a year ago. Most apprehensions happened before the public health rule called Title 42 was lifted.
And the State Department is announcing a new visa restriction policy aimed for keeping foreign immigrants from helping fugitives escape from escape the U.S., Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced that the Fallon Smart policy, named after the 15-year-old Oregon girl who was killed by a hit-and-run driver in 2016. Officials believe that the suspect driver was a Saudi national who fled the country before his trial with the help of the Saudi government.
The two people who guaranteed the $500,000 bail for Congressman George Santos have been revealed, and it turns out it was his dad and aunt. Santos had tried to keep their identities from being released, saying it could jeopardize their safety. Santos is facing charges including wire fraud, money laundering, and theft of public funds.
And House Republicans have failed to overturn President Biden's veto of the Congressional Review Act. The Congressional Review Act would have ended Biden's student loan forgiveness plan, and it passed in the House and Senate earlier this year before Biden vetoed the resolution. On Wednesday, the House failed to get the majority to vote, the majority vote needed to overturn the veto.
In Texas, a trial date is now set for Attorney General Ken Paxton, who is being impeached for allegedly abusing the power of his office.
The impending impeachment proceedings are set to begin at 9 a.m. on September 5th, 2023.
The rules for the trial include prohibiting senators from discussing the case with one another, also prohibiting Paxton's wife, State Senator Angela Paxton, from voting. Paxton is accused of improperly helping a political donor.
Also out of Texas, at least four people are dead after a tornado ripped through the tiny North Texas town last night. A tornado warning went off for Matador, Texas around 8 p.m. In addition to the loss of life, the twister left around a dozen buildings damaged.
And in Moscow, a court denying Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich's appeal of his pretrial detention. Russia accuses him of collecting state secrets about the military. He was arrested back in March. Judges have extended his pretrial detention twice, including last month when he was extended until August 30th. His appeal was denied during a hearing earlier today.
And the Biden administration is making it easier for skilled workers from India to live and work in the U.S. According to Reuters, people familiar with the move say that the administration is using the Indian Prime Minister's visit this week as a backdrop for this announcement coming up.
And going back to Texas, where just a awful situation here in El Paso. Police say an Uber passenger shot her driver because she thought she was being kidnapped. The 48-year-old from Kentucky told police that she saw road signs for the Mexican border town of Juarez and panicked. That's when she allegedly shot the driver. The 52-year-old driver is on life support with a bullet wound to the head. Investigators say the driver was following the correct route, and there is no signs that he was trying to abduct his passenger, who is now under arrest.
How do you think that happens?
I don't know. I mean, you know that you can look at the routes that the driver's taking on your phone, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been in situations where, you know, especially overseas, like in London, my wife and I went there on our 1-year anniversary, and generally, I mean, I've driven for Uber in the past. Mm-hmm. So I will generally give a little bit more leeway on this, but, you know, I like knowing where we're going. And so I will kind of follow along, and as long as it makes sense, you know, I'm just going to let the driver do what the driver does. I've never felt that I've ever been, you know, insecure. I understand that women, if they're riding alone, would. I don't know if you've done Uber, if you've ever felt that way. But, you know, I've been in London. We were riding, and it was nighttime, and we were going back to the hotel. And for whatever reason, the driver was just going, I wasn't understanding what he was doing. Mm-hmm. And so I asked him, I just said, hey, you know, just kind of curious, you know, and he said, oh, well, there's different closures or whatever. And I was like, okay, whatever. But this one is just so bizarre, because I think it's just a total lack of awareness of where you're going. I imagine that this was an airport pickup. I don't know that for a fact, but based on the fact that she's from Kentucky, in an Uber in El Paso. The airport, I looked it up, it's like, you know, 5 minutes from the border. I have to think that this was just somebody who didn't realize where El Paso was.
Yeah.
In its proximity to the border. And so, you know, she's just sitting there like, you know, why am I seeing signs for Juarez, Mexico when I'm in El Paso? It's just so bizarre.
I don't understand it. Or like maybe she was already antsy about that happening and she's like,
you know, and that's a gun with her. She had a gun. Yeah, that's another thing, too. She had a gun. There's been a lot in the news about, you know, the border towns, and yeah. I mean, maybe she didn't know she was by the border. I don't know. Only investigators would know that. And if she's telling them what was going through her mind and just, you know, where she was, but just an awful situation.
Yeah.
So bizarre.
Especially for the guy who's just doing his job.
Just yeah. Yeah. I mean, did she even ask? Say like,
yeah,
hey.
That's like the lead up to you thinking you're getting kidnapped might be. I feel like there'd be some kind of conversation before the gun got involved.
Yeah,
but,
right. Looking at some sports headlines now, we've got the NBA draft starting in about 15 minutes, 7 o'clock on ESPN. Victor Wembanyama, the French star, will be selected by the San Antonio Spurs. Looking at Major League Baseball scores right now, the Royals and the Rays are tied at 2 in the fourth. The Marlins trailing the Pirates 2-1 in the fifth. Earlier today, the Braves beat the Phillies 5-1 in 10 innings. Yeah, there's only like three games that are in progress. Everything else is final for today. College Baseball World Series. This one got started 45 minutes ago, and it's 0-0. Wake Forest and LSU. The loser goes home. The winner advances to the championship round against Florida. So, pretty big game there, obviously. Also, Wimbledon says that AI will be utilized at the tournament next month. They're going to be using AI to provide audio commentary for highlight videos on the app and website. The All England Club has already provided player stats to IBM, which is developing the technology there. So that'll be pretty cool to tune into. Health, business, and science notes today. Existing home prices are seeing the biggest year-over-year drop in over a decade. The National Association of Realtors says that the median price last month was just over $396,000. That's a drop of a little more than 3% compared to a year ago.
And going to get a quick traffic update real quick before we get to more business and health headlines. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line. We do have some light rain going throughout our area. It is 83 in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3. Weekly jobless claims are up, reaching the year highest level since the late 2021 for the week that is ending in June 17th. The Labor Department reports receiving 264,000 first-time applications for unemployment benefits. Most analysts have been expecting today's number to come to about the same, which is 260,000.
A spacecraft flying past Mercury sending back new photos of the closest planet to the sun. The BepiColombo Colombo Orbiter is a joint mission of European and Japanese space agencies, and it was launched back in 2018 to study Mercury, this week completing the third of its six planned flybys, coming within 150 miles of the surface. As it skimmed over the planet, took a series of black and white photographs revealing huge craters and steep cliffs on Mercury's crust.
And if you are a fan of the Furby, you are in luck. It's returning to celebrate its 25th anniversary. Hasbro launched a new version of the toy going to Amazon this Thursday. The only kind of problem, I guess, would be it's a $70 toy.
Yeah, I remember it being a lot cheaper back in the 90s.
Like that's a bit much, but it's also going to be available nationwide in stores. That's going to be on July 15th.
Texter, we're talking about the just crazy, bizarre story in El Paso, says For her to be kidnapped and taken into Mexico, she would have had to go through the Border Patrol. Just a weird situation all the way around. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. But, I would love to know the thought process there. Was there any sort of conversation? Was there text messages saying like, hey, you know, this guy, I
feel afraid or something.
What was she even paying attention to the app that was tracking the, you know, the, where I assume the airport to the hotel or wherever, was she even following that?
Yeah.
Was there even a question and answer period where she said, hey, just want to make sure we're going, you know, this place, or was it just, I see a street sign, I see a sign for Juarez, Mexico, and I'm just going to fire a gun off. Yeah, I don't know. Well, she wouldn't have gone through the airport then, because she wouldn't have had a gun, right? Or
I guess, unless for some reason I've never tried,
you can't have a gun in your carry-on or your your checked-in bag. So I don't know. But she lived in Kentucky, so I don't know if she was. Questions. Many questions.
I hope something comes out of it. I hope the Uber driver turns out to.
Oh yeah, I hope they're able to pull through. 6:50. We'll take a break. Come back with some pop culture news, some movie news, and good news. Wrapping up hour number three at Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner, and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Hey, Escambia. Today, we're talking trash, specifically bulk waste.
Starting July 1st, 2023, bulk waste service will be called for pickup. You can schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included and no additional charge.
You may schedule a free bulk waste pickup or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee by calling customer service at 850-476-0480. Check out ecua.fl.gov for more information.
Know what to throw, 850.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Taking a look at the radar right now.
Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for informative, local, and dependable weather.
We do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight.
the lights, they look so pretty. Mama said, sun.
Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you. Doing a little reading here during the commercial break. Trying to get a little bit more context on the story out of El Paso, Texas, where this woman allegedly shot her Uber driver under the assumption that he was trying to kidnap her to go to Mexico. So she was in El Paso visiting her boyfriend and was not being picked up at an airport, so she had just had the gun with her. There is, looking at the article, CBS Austin says that the location where the vehicle crashed was not in close proximity of a bridge, port of entry, or any other area with immediate access to travel into Mexico. I saw another article where an Uber driver, a TV station did an interview with another Uber driver, and there's apparently it's U.S. Route 54, which kind of branches off one direction where you see the Juarez, Mexico sign. And a lot of people will get, according to him, will get nervous when they see that. But you just have to say, hey, we're not going to Mexico. That branches off that way.
Yeah.
She was visiting her boyfriend and took a photo of the Uber driver after he was shot and sent it to her boyfriend before calling 911. The Uber driver, I am sad to say, was taken off life support. And died yesterday. So bizarre, sad. Just so many questions that may never know the answer to on that. With that, we'll get a local check of the roads and first warning weather.
Well, our roads are looking good. No major slowdowns throughout our area. But if you do see something, always feel free to call or text. You can call the traffic line at 850-262-6111, or you always can text into the news radio line. For weather, we do have some rain going through our area. That's just light rain right now, making its way through Pensacola, Milton, Molino, all seeing some rain. But we do still have some heavy rain going throughout Baldwin and Mobile County that may be making its way towards us throughout this evening. So just keep that in mind that we still have some chances of heavier rain for later this evening. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Before we get to pop culture news, do we want to mention that the CEO of Twitter CEO of Meta, Elon Musk, and Mark Zuckerberg maybe going to a battle of the billionaires. Mm-hmm. They were trading jabs on social media and could be headed to facing each other in a cage match when Mark Zuckerberg asked for location of where do you want to fight, send the location. Musk responded Vegas Octagon. So we'll see if that showdown happens.
Materializes further.
Yeah.
I don't think so, but it's fun to talk about for sure. Hundreds of millions of dollars still up for grabs as no winners in the grand prize drawing of Powerball last night. The jackpot, going to be up to $427 million on Saturday. Tomorrow night's Mega Millions is up to $320 million.
And the Writers Guild of America strike still shows no signs of letting up. The group held a huge rally alongside multiple other unions in Los Angeles yesterday, and their strike against the big Hollywood studios is now in its eighth week, but there's still no sign of any deal. The two main concerns are residuals from streaming content and the regulation of AI.
We told you yesterday the auto shop owner that paid an employee's final check with 91,000 greasy, oily pennies. Mm-hmm. Well, a Sacramento restaurant is now in trouble after they hired a fake priest to get confessions from employees about their performance and other issues. This was Taqueria Garibaldi, which was already being accused of labor code violations when they brought in the priest to interview employees and allegedly extract information about who was behind the complaints. Really bizarre story there. Good news. Hey, congratulations to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. They won last night to clinch the Southern Division first half championship for the season. So automatically they advanced to the playoffs. So good on the Wahoos. Second year in a row they've done that.
And a good news coming out of Ocala, Florida. A firefighter is now a father to a newborn after finding her at a Florida fire station in a safe haven box. Basically, the firefighter found him. He's been trying to start a family with his wife for over a decade. Went to the hospital with the baby to talk about possibly adopting her. Well, the baby, Zoe, is now officially been adopted by the couple.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love it. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Going to be back tomorrow for a Friday show right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, with always giving you the rundown on what you need to know locally, statewide, nationally, and, of course, wacky and weird stuff, too. Hope you're having a great Thursday night, and stay dry from the rain.